Central Valley, Visalia, California, and boy, do we have a really amazing show lined up today. First and foremost, I want to say happy late birthday to my brother, Angel Vasquez. I love you so much, little brother. Sorry, it was a crazy week last week. I didn't forget about you. Happy birthday and to many, many more. First and foremost, thank you, Lord, for my talent to share and to inspire. I am nothing without you and my patroness, my Queen Mary. Thank you. I'd like to thank all of my sponsors, Sunbus Orchard, Madrid's Team Realty, T-Roxel's Bistro Blends, The Cellar Door, Visalia Quick Smog, Selzer and Dillard Funeral Chapel, the California Association of Agriculture and Labor, Visalia Grocery Outlet, Casa Grande Assisted Living, Cooking Sensations Gourmet Seasoning, the Monterey Sausage Company, and to many more who are considering coming on board, we'd love to have you. And a special thanks to Grilling Ideas Radio, who is letting us have this fun today. If you want to get at me, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. www.grillianideasradio.com, www.foodietv.com. A couple of upcoming events that we have coming up here. The 4th Annual Modesto Harvest Festival with a Star Wars theme. I'll be doing 3 amazing demonstrations, walking around with a GoPro camera, meeting people, and just having a good time. Come out with the families. Come one, come all. It's being put on by the downtown Modesto organizations, especially Carolyn, who's part of Grilling Ideas. So thank you so much, Carolyn, for all your hard work. It's definitely paying off. Sunday, October 19th, is the 2nd Annual Menudo Festival with special Latin sensation musical guest Malo, where I'll be demonstrating how to cook menudo from start to finish in 1 hour and sitting as a judge. So it's going to be interesting to be able to try all this amazing creations from these fantastic restaurants and going for having the best menudo in Tulare County. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday, October 25th, the 2014 Fall Wine Cornucopia, where I'll be cooking some amazing dishes, especially with the sponsors who are all on today. So it's going to be fantastic. Along with the demo on the 18th in Modesto, the recipes feature these sponsors today. So take a good listen to what we're going to be doing here, and I'll post the recipes up later on in the beginning of the week so everybody gets ready and they can practice these dishes. Thursday, November 13th, it's pop-up restaurant at the Cellar Door, 4-course dining experience with wine pairing of the Untamed Chef's creations and imagination, $150 per couple. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to sell out fast. So I will be putting that on my website as well. And Saturday, November 22nd, I'll be demonstrating at the Visalia Grocery Outlet how to cook a complete Thanksgiving dinner in 30 minutes. We have New Mexican rubbed turkey breast, whipped heirloom potatoes, haricot vert, spicy kick, cranberry with a serrano chili stuffing, and a brown demi gravy. Going to be a lot of fun and a very educational show. Okay, so that's my rundown here. Now, I guess what we're going to do is bring on our very first guest. We have here is Mr. John Troxel from T. Roxel's Bistro Blends. And let me tell you, this stuff is absolutely amazing. It's such a fantastic flavored balsamic, and the oils are incredible as well. And they are one of my vinegar and oil sponsors, and they're absolutely amazing what they do. And what makes this product so unique is we take it past salads and we take it past simple things that you would do with a balsamic or an oil. We really want to incorporate this into dishes. I've done this with salmon. I've done this with chicken. I've done an amazing steak sauce. I've even done a wonderful vanilla bean gelato with some of the black currant, and it was absolutely amazing. So without further ado, John Troxel, how you doing, sir? Welcome to the Untamed Chef Radio Show.
Thank you very much for having us. We're appreciative of all you're doing for T. Roxel's, and I'd just like to say thank you to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, John. It is a real pleasure and an honor. Your guys' product is so amazing. It's so superior to anything I've ever had. I've never used a vinegar and an oil that you didn't have to emulsify before using. And the fact that I could do that as a chef and I could save time and I could save money and labor, it makes me that much more happier. And I'm very grateful for the product. So, John, tell us a little bit about T Roxels. How long have you guys been around? You're from Fowler, California. And we just want to know the breakdown of how amazing it is, the product, because I use it every day.
Yeah, we kind of started out family-run farm. We had peaches on the property with grapes, and we turned those into raisins. We tore out the peaches and planted olive trees. Olives are strictly for the extra virgin olive oil. Nothing else you can use them for. So that kind of got us started when we planted those, and then it took off with the vinegars and the infused oils. So that's kind of where we're at now. We trees are about 4 years old, the oldest ones, and then we've got them clear down to about three and a half years, and then back to 2 years. So that's kind of where we're at. We had to do something with the olive oil, so we introduced some vinegars and our infused oils to help sell our olive oil also.
Well, I can tell you right now, the product is so amazing. It's the balsamics are like liquid Jolly Rancher. And for a chef who's looking to balance his food out and wants that sweet and that savory and that spicy, T. Roxels has it all. You guys have such an amazing product. And I've done so many different things with it. And we actually met at one of the farmers markets there in Fowler. And I tried this product out, and I was absolutely just blown away, you know, because without a doubt, it's the unique products are the ones that need to be in every great restaurant. And that's what I think of when I think of T. Roxels. I think of a product that's so superior beyond any other product that I've ever had. And I've had a lot of great ones. But when you have one that really just changes your vision forever on the way food should be, that's when you know you've got a winner, John, and I think without a doubt you have a winner. So what are some of the flavors you have with the balsamics? Because you guys got a lot of unique flavors, and the way you pair them is so amazing.
Yeah, we've got quite a few flavors. Not take time to name them all, but we've got a white pineapple that we just introduced, white jalapeno lime, of course the black currant that you're going to be using next weekend. And then also we even go as far as a lot of dessert sides with chocolate raspberry, and just I've got a spicy mango, and then in the fruits we've got some strawberry, watermelon. So it's kind of a unique vinegar because we're finding out with people doing a lot of different things with them that we're using them in baking, we're using them in pies, we're using them in the pie crust. So there's a gamut of things we're doing with them, not just stand alone with your oil and vinegar type salad dressing. So that's kind of where we're at with them.
I think it's amazing. I did a beautiful jalapeno and lime pappardelle pasta. So when I made my pasta, instead of putting just olive oil, I used the jalapeno lime and oil, and I was blown away. I was really blown away, because the flavor was so intense, and the pasta had such a great texture to it. It wasn't tampered with at all. So whoever's mixing those oils in is really doing an artistic job, because I'm telling you right now, John, the product is amazing. You guys are amazing. A special, you know, thanks to your lovely wife, Leslie. You guys are rock stars, and your two sons, amazing family, and just like any other family here in the Valley, just a good family trying to make an honest living, selling products that are so superior to anyone else out there, because we are in the Valley. We have the uniqueness of the soil. Without the soil, we couldn't have the oil. I try to tell that all the time. You need to have good soil to grow good olives, and you don't have that anywhere else but here in the Valley, and we're so grateful for everything, John. So if we want to get a hold of you, want to get some product, it's on my website, but why don't you go ahead and plug all the information in there, brother?
All right. Well, T. Roxel, it's troxelblends.com. For our local folks that are listening, you can actually just call us at a 559-392-1372 phone number. What we try to do for the people in our local areas and surrounding areas is when you do place an order verbal over the phone, what we will do is actually do free delivery. So it kind of helps get away from the website a little bit because we don't want you to incur any costs of the shipping and handling if we can get away from that. We'd like to get the local product out there as much as we can in a reasonable price. So that's kind of where that's at. And then you also like us on Facebook, and that's T-Roxel's Blends. And you can follow us all on Facebook. If you do that, most of the time or most all the time, I put on the next show we're going to be at and kind of promote the next show we're going to. So you can kind of follow us where we go and come out and visit with us. We do free sampling at every show we go to. Every oil and every balsamic is there for sampling when we do the show. So that's kind of where we're at.
Absolutely amazing, and you've heard it from the man himself, everybody, and they will be at the Modesto Harvest Festival October 18th, and one of the dishes I'm featuring features the black currant and the Meyer lemon, so don't miss it. John, it's been good, my friend. Say hello to the family for me, and we will see each other again soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you next weekend, and thanks for having us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. John Troxel. Okay, and coming up next is my newest sponsor. That would be Mr. Joe Lucido from the Monterey Sausage Company. Such an amazing product, but more importantly, it's an amazing person making this product. It takes a lot of passion, especially in the sausage industry, to pull off a quality product. And it takes a masterful technique to be able to balance out the flavors of what goes in and what goes out of the sausage. And one thing that we want to do is have that balance. And we're trying to, with Joe's product, we're taking it beyond just doing a sausage that goes on a hot dog bun. We're talking about bangers and mash. We're talking about taking the sausage out of the casing and making the most amazing bolognese sauce that you've ever had. You could do a beautiful sausage meatloaf, which I'm in a prototype of doing right now, and I promise I'll have it done this week, and I'll post it on my website so everybody could see it. But that's the thing we want to do is share this wonderful passion for amazing, superior products for people who really care. Joe, how you doing, my friend?
Albert, I'm doing outstanding. And I would like to say that it's really a pleasure doing business with someone like you that has a vision to see these opportunities for each one of us that are out there, the small businessman. I really can't tell you how much I appreciate what you do, because it's people like you that get our product out. People don't give us
that much
of an opportunity, you know, and I really do appreciate that.
Well, you know what, sir, you are very welcome. You and your lovely family. I am very grateful for the opportunity to work with such an amazing product, and the little bit of time I've had to work with it, I am absolutely astounded with how amazing the product really is, and it really is a special product, and it will be also featured at the Harvest Festival next week, where you will also be able to purchase Monterey sausage from Mr. Joe Lucido himself and his family. They'll be out there selling sausage and shaking hands, and that's what it's all about, you know. When I think of good food, I think of a lot of people being happy. I think of people smiling. I think of people laughing and enjoying themselves. And I can promise you, everybody, that is exactly what we're going to be doing at the Harvest Fest. Everybody's going to be having an outstanding time, and you'll be able to meet Mr. Lucido himself, you know, and, you know, just let him show you his passion for these sausages, because you're going to be able to taste the product, and it's going to be featured in some of the dishes we're doing, so it's going to be fantastic. So, Joe, I got to ask you, when did it come to mind that you just said, you know what, I want to have the perfect, you know, product out there in terms of a good quality, you know, gourmet sausage? You know, when did it all happen? Because it's such an amazing, amazing story.
The actual process of getting it to where it's at today started about 5 years ago. The actual passion started when I was a younger man, and this was a sausage that was sold at these little Italian, Sicilian, actually, grocery stores in Monterey. And that's where we would go for our sausage. As time went on, that sausage aspect died, and we became just making sausage out of whatever we wanted, scraps. My sausage is made strictly with a pork butt seasoning to taste, to my taste, and presented to the public. And I think with that simplicity, we've developed a product that is nothing but quality. And when people eat it, try it, they know that they're eating something that they could buy in a store and grind themselves and mix themselves. It's that simple. There are no additives. There are no No fats added, no, nothing. It's just a pure product. And I think that's what was missing. And 5 years ago, I just decided that people like you that were willing to take chances and put this kind of product out, that's where my avenue was. And when you came along just a few weeks ago, it was a marriage for me and you. And I really appreciate
well,
the passion
like I
that
said,
you have. You know?
I pray all the time that the Lord puts the right people in my path that, you know, share
Absolutely.
The same vision as me. Without a doubt, He's always delivering, so
Absolutely.
I'm very grateful for that. And the product is so amazing, Joe. I did an amazing bangers and mash with this. And let me tell you, everybody, when you think of bangers and mash, you think of a very simple dish, and it is supposed to be simple because it's a comfort style dish. You know, it's a good sausage, you know, with mashed potatoes. We change it up a little bit. We use, you know, heirloom, you know, fingerling potatoes to do our beautiful purple whip potatoes. And then we use the sausage. And with a sausage that is so amazing like this one, you know, we think we've tried sausages all the time. We've tried them all. And I got to tell you guys, there's a lot more to sausages than just big commercial sausage companies. This is really, really a superior product. And it's so amazing because You feel the love in it. You know, you look at this sausage, and each sausage, they look about the same, but, you know, it's for me as a chef, the little tiny imperfections that I see are what tell me somebody's making this from scratch and doing it by hand, and it makes me appreciate it that much more. Joe, your product is amazing, brother, and I look forward to the many culinary adventures and endeavors that we're going to have with each other here. And in next year, for sure, we have a really busy year planned out where we're going to do a lot of things
Absolutely.
Together. And like I said, you guys can come and try this amazing product out. Now, it hasn't been confirmed yet, Joe, but are you guys going to be doing little samples of the sausage as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You bet. People can come out and taste the sausage themselves. You bet. Looking forward to it.
Such a pure flavor. And you know, when you look at the sausage visually, it just looks like a work of art. You know, it looks like Iron Chef Morimoto's sushi. You know, his rolls are so beautiful, and you just know that so much technique went into making this product what it is, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And one thing I can honestly say is, as a chef, when I try a new product out, I first look at the product. I did this with T. Roxwell's. I did this with the Monterey sausages. Just to look at the product, the viscosity, the color. I want to make sure that this looks as visually appealing as it's going to taste amazing. And without a doubt, it was amazing. It was such a gorgeous, gorgeous cut. When I sliced right through it, you see the textures right in there. And you just know you're in for a darn good, you know, meal. You know, you're in for a good snack, a good treat, whatever you want to call it. You could do anything you want with the sausage. The main thing is this: it's a pure flavor. He has it in two different styles. And what styles are those, Joe?
We have it in a mild or a sweet, and we have it in a spicy hot, which we kind of kicked it up a little bit. It's a little bit more than the traditional spicy. It's got a little tang to it for those adventurous ones, you know.
It's amazing, and I'm going to tell you, I love spicy food. And usually I got to add, you know, a sauce, or I got to do something to it, even, you know, when I buy spicy sausages in the store. This product, though, it was a pure flavor, everybody. I can taste everything in there. And I was also, you know what, I was getting a little bit of that kick in the back, which I love, because, you know, any great chef knows, in order to experience a sense of culinary umami or culinary perfection, one has to light the fire a little bit, and it has to help us get our brain thinking about the heat aspect of it. This is how we have a complete dining experience. So, Joe, without a doubt, you have a superior product. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And like I said, brother, you're going to be very famous very soon for this product, because you're in big talks already with doing some amazing things, and we won't let that out yet because it's not quite that time. But as we get closer to it, we'll have Joe come back on and give us the good news of things. But I can promise you, the Monterey Sausage Company is here to stay, and it's going to be very popular very fast, everybody. So please go out, try it. Joe's information is going to be on my website. I'm updating everything tonight. So all these beautiful sponsors, if they're not on there yet, they'll be on there definitely after I get out of church tonight. But the product's amazing. It's superior. Joe, if we want to get a hold of you, how do we get a hold of you? How do we get this product? I got a lot of hungry people that want this product already.
Well, right now we can give you a telephone number and a web page to call or to contact. Our web page is MSC, Monterey Sausage Company, MSC1921@yahoo.com. Telephone number is 559-367-5294, and you will call me personally, and then we'll work out whatever we need to do. But we're looking forward to seeing whoever at in Modesto next Saturday.
Yeah, the Harvest Festival is going to be a lot of fun. Everybody, come out and meet
Absolutely.
Joe and meet the team behind this amazing product. And let us always remember, it's very important to support local and to share the vision with everyone else. There are people every single time, every moment, that are constantly perfecting and doing things that we don't know about because we don't see it on TV. We don't know about because we don't hear about it on the radio. Well, Joe, I can tell you right now, everybody's going to know what your sausage is, sir. I can promise you that. Without a doubt, it's going to be known, it's going to be seen, and more importantly, it's going to be tasted. It's an amazing product. And, Joe, I want to thank you for coming on. Thank you so much, sir. I know you're a busy man, and we appreciate you on Grilling Ideas Radio coming on and sharing the knowledge with us, because it's so important that we get our valley and our community involved. And if you hear me out there, San Joaquin Valley, I want all of you. If you've got a great product, bring it on. I'll show it off for you. Joe, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Albert. It's always a pleasure. See you soon.
All right. Have a great day. All righty. Awesome, awesome. I love it. I love it. Okay, coming up, definitely last but not least, is my good friend Joey Mila here with Cooking Sensations Gourmet Seasoning. And let me be the first to say that I believe the garlicky garlic is actually in the product that Joe makes. He's got one of these in here with this amazing special rub. And let me tell you, as a chef, we think making rubs is not as easy as it looks, and it's definitely not that easy to get that balance of flavor and the balance of texture that we're trying to get from a good rub. And I think when you have a special rub, somebody's got a dog back there. I love it. All righty. Don't bite me. I promise we'll go fast. With amazing texture and what we're trying to do here, it's amazing. And Joey Mila, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great.
You're a very busy man. I know him and his lovely wife. They have Mila Vineyards, which is one of the most fantastic wineries in all of the San Joaquin Valley. All the wine is made on the vine, not in a lab, and it's beautiful, and it's very limited because, you know, you can only grow so much wine grapes. But we have you on for this amazing rub here. Now, I got to tell you, Joey, the mesquite, the original chipotle garlic, the garlicky garlic, the seafood, and just the chipotle itself are absolutely amazing. It's one of the most amazing products I've ever used, sir, and I mean that with all sincerity. Most of us, we right away turn towards already made rubs. And the only problem is those rubs aren't really that good. Some of these have no sugar. Some of them have no salt. It's amazing what this man has created. And you can taste the love, I promise you. It's as visually appealing as it is delicious. And I am, without a doubt, very grateful for this product, Joe. So I got to tell you, what just made you decide one day, I'm going to become a rub master?
Well, you know, I love to cook. I create pretty much all my own recipes. And, you know, I was buying rubs from the store, and I put them on my food, throw them on a sear grill, and I get that burn from, and it's like, what's causing this burn? So I look in the ingredients. Well, you know, the second or third ingredients in most of these dry rubs is sugar. And the first one's salt, of course. So, you know, it's like, okay, I don't want that much salt in my food. I definitely don't want to add sugars to my food. So I got to do something. So I started creating my own rubs, came up with the original, you know, a few years ago, then added on flavors. But my big thing is none of our rubs have any added sugars, and they're very low in sodium. Our highest sodium content is 70 milligrams per half teaspoon serving. There's rubs out there that they're, you know, over 200 milligrams per quarter teaspoon. So it's
Holy
just, fun. You know, yeah. You know, our big thing is add flavor, not salt.
And you know what, as a chef, I appreciate that so much, Joey, because I want to add my own salt and pepper to things. But you know what, we always have trouble trying to get that balance of how much cayenne, how much paprika, how much of this, how much of that. And that's where your product comes in, and it's so superior to anything I've ever had because the uniqueness of this product and what makes it so beautiful is you have figured out a way to make a product that can be used by gluten-free, by diabetics, by someone who's got, you know, high blood sugar. You figured it out, sir, and I got to tell you, it is very unique because I've used every single one of them, and I've got to tell you, the garlicky garlic and the seafood are without a doubt my favorite because I have a lot of clients who eat a lot of seafood. It's part of the dietary plan I have them on, and I think what makes it so amazing is they're still getting flavor without getting all the bad stuff we would normally get in a rub, you know? And what I like, too, is that when I did want to do a nice blackened, I did a blackened swordfish, it came out so beautiful. And it's funny because it was blackened, but it wasn't burnt. And that's got to be the no sugar in the salt, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, our seafood is based off our original, has a lot of extra lemon and dill in it. You know, you mentioned, you know, the no sugars, low salts, the gluten-free. You know, we're not officially gluten-free yet. We're working on getting that certification, but we're not officially gluten-free. So I don't want to make anybody sick.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. I mean, based off of what I've seen and what I've tasted, and I've even given this to a couple of people who were, you know, very big vegans and gluten-free, they absolutely adored it. So without, you
good
know,
deal.
And we'll just say that just to protect ourselves, it's not a gluten-free product. However, it is such a great product that people who are gluten-free love it. How does that sound?
Right, yeah. You know, it could be. We just haven't got to that point where it's, we can actually put it on our label. But, you know, there's a real good chance that it probably is.
Amazing, sir. I have to tell you, I absolutely adore the product. It's beautiful and it's pure. And you know what, Joey, I said, it takes a special person to make a special product like this. And I got to ask you, when did it, like, you know, how many years has it been, you know, the product? I know that you do a lot of your own cooking and you wanted something different. But you have done this 100% the legit way. I mean, you've got the labels, you've got, you know, everything going to make a very great product. And I'm looking at these bottles and they're beautiful and they're simple. And I think sometimes things that are simple in life are the most beautiful because they're not jazzed up with a bunch of fancy letters. It says Cooking Sensations. It says the name and it tells you it's a seasoning and a dry rub. And I got to tell you, I absolutely love it. I think what you have here, without a doubt, is a winning dish. I've been using it since the day you came on as a sponsor. Everybody's going to be able to taste this at the Harvest Festival, and I know they're absolutely going to love it. So if we want to get a hold of you, Joey, how does all this go down, man? How do we get a hold of you if we want to get this product, you know, ASAP? Because we have a lot of real big foodies on Grilling Ideas Radio who enjoy good food, good laughs, and having good times with friends. And this, without a doubt, is an amazing rub that does all of those three.
Right. Well, there's a few ways you can get a hold of us. Phone number is local is 559-277-1656. That's also the phone number to our winery. So it'll more than likely we'll get answered as Mila Vineyards, but don't be afraid of that. You can order the products through, we have a link through our winery website, which is milavineyards.com. Or you can go straight to the Cooking Sensations website, which is addflavornotsalt.com. Or you can come out to the winery. We're on McKinley, about 5.5 miles west of 99. We're open weekends, 12 to 5. We have it here available. And also, if you want to pick up some of Joe's Monterey sausage, we have that here available too. We're one of his distributors here locally.
It's absolutely amazing. I look so forward to it. And I can tell you, I'm taking the product with me. We're taking it up to Modesto, California next week, Joey. We want to just share it with that part of the area because there's going to be thousands of people at this event, you know, and And without a doubt, I thank you so much for coming on, sir. I know you're a very busy man. Every time I see you or call you, you're always doing something. And, you know, say hello, you know, from me and my family to your lovely wife. And we will see each other again soon. Joey, thank you so much for coming on board.
Oh, no problem. We appreciate it. We appreciate the opportunity to get hooked up with somebody that enjoys the cooking passion as much as we do.
You know what, brother? It is an absolute honor. It really is. And like I said, thank you so much, you know, for coming on board. And I promise we're going to make this product a world-renowned product. We're going to do it.
Good deal.
All righty. Have a great day.
You too.
It's such an honor whenever we get to have, you know, amazing guests on the show. And like I've said so much before to all my wonderful Untamed Foodies out there, you know, don't be afraid to get in the kitchen. Don't be afraid to try new things. Share the passion. This is such an amazing, amazing passion. And if you love food and you love cooking, there's so much you're going to gain out of this. And it's done so much for me. It's done so much for my family. And like I said, we're just trying to share the wealth of how amazing the products are that we have. And all my sponsors, how special they really are. And we're still looking for more sponsors. You know, we still got a ways to go. But you know what? I'm a very resilient guy. Nothing brings me down. And if it does, it doesn't bring me down too long. And I'm very optimistic that things are going to happen the way they're supposed to happen. You know, who knows how it happens? But sometimes these kinds of things, they will happen because I'm a go-getter, and my goal is to promote my sponsors. It's to promote my belly and to represent well on my television show and to give you all a wonderful radio show every single week. That is my goal right there. So if I'm not doing something right, you want to drop me a line, you know, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. You go right there, you know, contact me. All those emails go right to my direct email, and without a doubt, you'll have me, and I'm always open for criticism. We can always learn so much. As a chef, when I was working in kitchens for over 10 years, I learned more from the person who washed the dishes than I did even from the chef sometimes, believe it or not. I mean, I'm not trying to discount any of the chefs that I worked under. They were amazing talents, and I'm grateful for all of them. But sometimes the humility that one must learn while working in the kitchen, it really is the greatest experience they get in the kitchen, because you experience someone who works hard day in, day out, and they think that they're not part of the team, but without a doubt, they are the heart and soul of the team, because you can't put beautiful food on any dirty dishes. I'm sorry, it just doesn't happen like that. And we got to remember, my dishes are only as good as the people who are behind me. When I have T. Roxel, when I have the Monterey Sausage Company, and when I have, you know, Cooking Sensations, I know that I can give you a better dish, a better product that's more far superior in flavor, in texture, and so visually beautiful and appealing to the eye that one would even deem it to be a gorgeous art, you know, a beautiful work of art. And that's the kind of food that I want to do for everybody. You guys are amazing. And like I said, we appreciate everybody who comes on, who wants to share this passion. I'm definitely looking for more sponsors. If you need to contact me directly, my number is on www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. A special shout out, especially to Mr. Grillion Ideas. I appreciate everything, sir. And to Sunbless Orchard, you guys are absolute rock stars. We just want to make good food. And like I said, you know my dates that are coming up. We want to get everybody involved. We want to share the passion. But more importantly, we want to share the experience. So like I said, if you're curious, you want to learn how to make something, I actually wanted to give a quick breakdown here and just say thank you to my lovely wife and my son. You guys are the back behind me. I will see you all in a wonderful week. God bless America, the best country in the world. I'm
when you thought radio was safe. A new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.